Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 26th. In the year of our Lord, 2023, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, the checks and balances, the rule of law, absolutely brilliant, and the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, welcome to the broadcast. Have we got a barn burner 2 hours for you, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have two people with me. Sheriff Richard Mack for the first hour. Dr. Scott Bradley, co-host, of course, with me both hours. To learn more about Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. To learn more about the good sheriff, cspoa.org. Richard, welcome, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Friday morning.
Dr. Scott Bradley, welcome, sir.
Well, howdy. We're glad to hear Richard's voice. I always get to hear you on the beginning of the weekend, but I'm interested in what you guys got up your sleeve, because usually you guys do have a bunch of stones to turn.
It's all about the sacred cause of liberty. And before we get started, our main topic is going to be the Oath Keepers and Stuart Rhodes. The reason Richard Mack's here is because he used to be on their board. That's obviously dishonestly used against him over and over and over and over. And that's where I believe we got a real problem, which we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds today. I've had a bunch of people on the radio. We'll talk about that, putting me at ground zero or the center of it all, wrongfully so, I might also add. But I want to really highlight before we get started with this, because the Stuart Rhodes issue, the Ammon Bundy issue, we can go on and on. All these are really subplots of the real story. The real story, ladies and gentlemen, is there are elitists. There are people who want to destroy America. Inside the country, politicians, elitists, whatever you want to call them, big money people. The Federal Reserve, all kinds of organizations and agencies, non-governmental organizations, some of them on the national level, some of them globally. But their goal is to destroy America, to destroy Christianity, to destroy the principle of agency. And they are hell-bent on this absolute destruction. And, you know, governments always have operation this, operation that, operation whatever. And I'm trying to think before we get started, what would we call this? Operation Destruction? Operation Instill Fear? Operation Destroy Christianity? Operation Agency in the Crosshairs? I mean, what would we call this whole effort? Because look, it starts with, you know, this idea that we're going to destroy the media or we're going to destroy free speech. It continues with, we're going to put this person in jail because they're a climate change denier, or this person in jail because they're, well, we're going to call them a terrorist. They called the Hammonds terrorists. They were literally Americans that weren't terrorists. They didn't even want us to fight for them getting out of jail. They just said, please stand down. Please be kind, which most of us agreed to do. We did our very best for that. But they're literally taking words, manipulating their meanings, and using it to go after anyone who opposes them on any grounds anywhere. What would we call it? Let's go to you first, Dr. Bradley, for a quick second. Do you have a term? What would we call this whole agenda, operation, whatever? I don't know, but it seems to be coming all-encompassing, sir.
Well, it certainly does, and that's the problem, is trying to capture it. I mean, in a, you know, kind of a quirky, quick little name that gets everything. It is all so completely massive. I've got a series of lectures I do on fundamental principles. essential principles, and really it's pretty comprehensive. I mean, you know, you could talk about any single aspect of these things that are found within our founding charter that they're there for a reason. I mean, whether it's the right to keep and bear arms, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, ex post facto, habeas corpus, bills of attainder, I mean, things that most Americans never even talk about or think about. The jury process, I mean, every single one of those is like a perfect stone that's been polished and set in a setting that is in the crown of America, if you will, that's essential to what we do. And what I find is when we find encroachments of any of these things happening, they're an attack on everything. Because every single one of them, it's kind of like a keystone in their own way. And people say, how can you have so many keystones? It just doesn't make any sense. But it's essential. The founding fathers examined these things, found them. I mean, it's like when Madison shared the new Constitution with Jefferson when Jefferson was in France. Jefferson came back. Here's what I like. Boy, this is a great thing. Here's what I don't like. And he quickly pointed out the lack of a Bill of Rights. He quickly pointed out the juries needed to be more protected. And each thing that needed to be kind of, oh, yeah. And I mean, yeah, we protected juries in the third article of the Constitution. But it wasn't the nail wasn't pounded home, I guess you could say. And when Americans...
And some would say that, on the other hand, we always want more clarity, but more clarity doesn't do any good. Even the Ten Commandments of God Almighty, they seem to set at naught, no matter how clear they are. So, you know, hey, we'll never get it done with wickedness all around us. Do we call it Operation Scorched Earth, Sheriff Mack?
Sorry, Scorched Earth?
Go ahead, start over. Should we call it Operation Scorched Earth? Yeah. They're destroying everything good everywhere all the time, 100%. Anything good, absolute mutual destruction for. Is it called Operation Scorched Earth? What do we call this thing?
No, well, Sam, I know that you and Dr. Bradley are both very religious. And so I guess I'm going to just call this like it is. Since the beginning of time, there has always been huge opposition from the side of evil towards the principle of agency. And it was God's plan that each of us would be able to choose for ourselves. Since that plan was established, there has been a huge movement from the satanic followers and from Satan himself to destroy God's plan, and that is to destroy the right to choose, to destroy our agency. A lot of people say free agency, okay, but it's really, it just comes down to one word, agency, that I choose for myself. I'm a free agent. I choose where I go, what I do, and to destroy God's plan, there have been huge evil machinations and a very organized, well-funded effort to destroy that, because America was based on agency. America was founded by a man who God raised up for that very purpose. The Constitution was inspired by God Almighty. So, of course, there are huge amounts of money and organizations who are going to do everything they can to destroy that, all in the name of taking care of us. And so I believe that all of us must recognize this from the beginning and what it's really doing and what is really going on today, and that is the New World Order was designed to destroy the plan of God Almighty. And they're a lot of them don't know exactly why they're doing it. Some do it for greed, some do it just for power. But nevertheless, the natural man is being influenced a great deal to destroy the work of God, and America was one of his greatest works in all of history.
Amen to that. I'm going to call it Operation Destroy Agency, because I think that is the core God's plan or Satan's plan, godly or godless, right versus wrong, truth versus error, good versus evil. Globalists, elitists, even people who think they mean well are deceived by this. So that's truth versus error. Dr. Bradley, let's respond to this. What do you think about Operation Destroy Agency? Is well underway, sir.
Oh, it's well underway. In fact, I think that I agree with Richard. This agency thing is a core central theme that it plays through everything. I think I would add a second element, perhaps. It has to do with dethroning God. I think that that throughout this whole mess we've got going right now, there's an effort to set aside this principle of liberty, freedom, agency, and in the process dethroning God, because I think they're integral with each other. I think that's been the eternal quest of the bad guys. It sounds like we got to take a break already.
Hey, can you go ahead and skip that break? Thank you. Go ahead, Doctor.
I was going to say the American Founding Fathers coined a number of terms that they used among their conversations. One of them had to do with priestcrafts, and it was a pretty broad spectrum of things where one's aggrandizement was central to whatever was being carried out. But I wouldn't focus on that one right now. The other one is secret combinations. Some people think that was a term that came out at a later time. But the fact is that the Founding Fathers used it. And just to give you a little idea, there's a couple of paragraphs I'd love to read. But the fact is these deep state people are operating under a secret combination. And those currently in power are well integrated with that. And they're destroying that agency issue that we've talked about, as well as I think they've set about to dethrone God. But just this little statement made by Noah Webster, one of the American Founding Fathers, he says, by the laws of creation and by our civil constitution, all men have equal rights to protection, to liberty, and to the free enjoyment of all the benefits and privileges of government. All secret attempts, by associations or otherwise, to give one set of men or one party advantages over another are mean, dishonorable, and immoral. All secret combinations of men to gain for themselves or their party advantages or preferments to office or trespasses upon the rights of others. Nothing can be honorable which is morally wrong. Then he goes on to talk about choosing just men who will rule in the favor of God. And when we as citizens neglect that duty to choose those just men that rule in the favor of God, then we become, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws we made not for the public good so much as for selfish or local purposes, corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly where we are in America today. Founding Fathers saw this.
Operation Destroy Agency well underway. Operation Tower of Babel. Operation Overthrow God or Become Higher Than God. Whatever you want to call it, it is underway. And the latest we're seeing relates to this. We wrote an article, Sheriff Mack and I, at the CSPOA, I think back in 2018. Or was it 2018? Anyway, literally 5+ years ago. And the headline was this, Sheriff Mack: there is no liberty with innocence in prison. You remember that article?
Yeah, I do.
The train of innocence going to prison while the illegal activities of the elite and of the protected class seem to go unnoticed. Hunter Biden runs around free. Joe Biden runs around free. Lois Lerner runs around free, while anybody who stands up for liberty ends up in jail. The latest one to meet this fate, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, is sentenced to 18 years in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release after the 18 years. They say for the January 6th, and they called it seditious conspiracy. A federal judge said Rhodes presents an ongoing threat to, quote, American democracy. It's hard to even know how to deal with this. Rhodes did not enter the Capitol building, according to The Hill. U.S. District Court Judge, I don't know how you say this guy's name, but Amit Mehta, applies, quote, enhanced terrorism penalties to Stuart Rhodes. All right. Meanwhile, they cleared Eric Swalwell. Hey, they say his ties to this spy that he had sex with and everything else. Hey, they're not going to prosecute that. No harm, no foul for Swalwell. So as you can see, the Republicans and Democrats clear each other of wrongdoing. But now Stuart Rhodes facing really the rest of his life because he's 58 years old, 18 years, that 68, 78, 76 years old. You know, when he'll really get out, who knows, whether he'll live that long, whether, you know, his whole adult life absolutely now ruined. He didn't enter the Capitol. He was not armed. But yet they say he configured and from a hotel room controlled the greatest overthrow of America ever undertaken. He was one of the leaders to get that done. The judge, you sir, and basically literally using terrorism as his weapon. Yeah, change the word. Everyone who stands for liberty is a terrorist. Doesn't matter if you're in the Capitol. Doesn't matter, whatever. And now we go down this road. Every one of us, Sheriff Mack, is in serious trouble because, hey, you're basically hooked at the hip with Stuart Rhodes. Now, it's not true, but that's the lie being told. The longer they tell the lie, the more, quote, truthful it becomes. Not facts, but, hey, facts don't matter these days. Because the deep state, whatever word you want to use for it, they will use this against us. Your thoughts for starters.
Well, I was really dismayed to see that he got that kind of a sentence. I'm not sure that he deserved any kind of a sentence. I watched the press conference with his three attorneys after the sentencing was announced. They seemed way too friendly and supportive of what the prosecutor had done, and they seemed way too supportive and friendly to the judge. They actually said, and they all agreed with each other in this, that after the judge gave his scathing opinion of Stuart and what he had done, that they were surprised that it was as low as 18 years. His attorneys saying that on national television, international television. And I was really getting a bad feeling about them and said, man, did he get the wrong lawyers or what? And I still have that a little bit. But they went on and said that they never controlled or told Stuart what to say. So during the trial and during his incarceration, he was still making very powerful and strong statements that most attorneys would have objected to. But they said, no, this is all based on freedom of speech. And what we're doing here is we're appealing on the principle of freedom of speech, because Stuart never committed an act of violence. They didn't say this, but you and I know Stuart said this in a letter directed to President Trump, is that we're going to end up fighting. We would rather do it under you. You need to declare the election null and void and Insurrection Act. And Stuart specifically said that, declare the Insurrection Act. Now, Sam, back in 2016, I resigned from Oath Keepers and from the board. And I thought when Stuart first made this organization that it was something where I had a V8 moment and I hit myself with my palm on my forehead. And so why didn't I think of this? Because I had been preaching this for a long time. The oath of office is in my books. In fact, some of my very first books. In fact, it is. I write a letter to law enforcement in my first book, written in 1994, from my cold dead fingers why America needs guns. And at the end, I write a little chapter to, or just I write a letter to all law enforcement how we need to keep our oath of office. So I was way ahead of the curve on any of that, but I just didn't ever think to form a national organization based on that. So when Stuart formed it, I was all over wanting to be a part of it. He had trouble keeping people on the board from the get-go. The first three people that were with Stuart and helped him form the Oath Keepers, all three of them in very high places, the vice president of Oath Keepers and other a couple others, quit right away. And we kept trying to talk them into staying. And, boy, they were adamant about it, and they were really ticked off. And most of it was just Stuart's leadership skills that they were really ticked off. They didn't agree with him on several things, and they were irreconcilable, and they left. And then people kept leaving after that, and people making all these accusations against Stuart from within. I saw some of that as we went along, but I didn't think it was a deal breaker. And then in 2016, Stuart was obviously taking Oath Keepers more towards, and in fact, he admitted it, that he was making it a militia. And certainly you and I have seen militias come and go in America, but you and I have never been part specifically of a militia. I told him that CSPOA could not be a part of a national militia or any of the things he was trying to do to start a national security agency for any riot or any protest going on in America. And he really was suggesting that we do some crazy things, like provide security for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And I said, who's invited us to do this? A local motorcycle club. So I said, nobody in any position with the Republican Party, the Trump administration, the Cleveland Police Department, the Cleveland Sheriff's Office, no one, security, FBI, no one had. And so on a board meeting, I got everyone on the board to vote against Stuart. And Stuart was really mad at me about that. And so I just said, it's time for me to go, Stuart. I'm not staying anymore. And so the crazy stuff since then is Reuters and the Daily Beast and CNN and MSNBC and CBS and 60 Minutes and on and on and on. 60 Minutes wanted me on after January 6th to discuss how Stuart did this and I didn't, and why I quit and so on. And I talked to you about that at that time. Should I go on 60 Minutes? And you told me it was a no-win situation. And indeed, it was. It was just
when did you quit beating your wife, Sheriff? That's their agenda, see, and you cannot win with their
exactly
because they're not interested in the truth or honesty at all.
No. Why have none of them complimented me for leaving and then trying to get people not to go to January 6th? Why have none of them said, you know, Sheriff Mack, we don't agree with him on much, but he did the right thing. He really stood against.
Because if they tell the truth about you, then you gain credibility, and they don't believe in that. They can't have that in Operation Destroy Agency. They can't have that. I'll remember when we went to the Ammon Bundy event. In the beginning, we went to a peaceful rally where we sang Amazing Grace and asked the Hammonds how we could best help them. We promised them we'd do everything we could to get them out of prison. They were wrongfully charged with terrorism in that case, and we literally stood against it. And instead of them giving us credit for standing against it, they were promoting my picture with the takeover of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge in the media, even though I wasn't even there, and I stood against it in a public press release. Honesty is the issue. Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, Operation Destroy Agency well underway. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryde. With the 2024 presidential election starting to take shape, with a plethora of GOP candidates, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis take the lead on the GOP side. Some Democrats are also going after President Biden's seat. RFK Jr. on Fox News last night says many Americans believe election fraud is a problem that Democrats must take the lead on.
There's so many Americans who feel like this whole system, the economic system and the political system, are rigged against them, but also that elections are actually rigged. And I think it's really important that the Democratic Party make itself a template for democracy.
An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets as Russia's war on Ukraine rages on. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. The Biden administration last week shifted its position to allow European allies to supply Kyiv with advanced fighter jets. Indiana medical officials say the doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio violated state and federal patient privacy laws. The Indiana Medical Licensing Board on Thursday found that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated privacy laws when she spoke publicly about providing abortion care for the girl last summer. The doctor will be fined $3,000, receive a letter of reprimand, but will still be allowed to continue practicing medicine. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. Hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. USA News.
Your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling this Operation Destroy Freedom. They're out of control. Now, Richard Mack left Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers in 2016, but they still continue to use this against him. And here's the problem. I defend Stuart Rhodes completely right now, and I've had him on the program since 2016 as a talk show host, not as my involvement in the CSPOA at all, but they still dishonestly link the two. Now, the issue at hand, in my opinion, is this. I agree with Stuart Rhodes that we want to keep our oath, that we want to keep the peace, that we want to go ahead and stand for liberty, and that we want to certainly make sure that, A, if there are insurrections in America, that we stop them, and we put groups together to help with that cause. The question is, how far do you go? Ammon Bundy, I agree with a lot of his points. I agree with a lot of these people. Oftentimes, what we end up with is a tactical discussion at the end of the day. Look, we agree on the problem. The IRS is out of control, for instance. It's a criminal enterprise, no question. But what are the tactics that we take? What do we do? What is our response? And that's where I part company with, say, maybe a Stuart Rhodes or an Ammon Bundy or a lot of these people. I literally stood against the Malheur Wildlife takeover, but they put my picture on a peaceful rally, a completely different event, same day, but different event. They put my picture front and center as if I was leading the takeover. It was an absolute dishonest lie, but I don't have the money to sue them for libel and slander. You know what? I don't have that, but they'll just say you're a public figure. When they want to say I'm nobody, they say I'm a nobody. But when they want to act get out of harm's way, regardless of the way they've treated me, then they say, hey, I'm a rock star celebrity. Well, they can't have it both ways. I'm either nobody or a celebrity. Don't care. Not interested in that. I'm interested in telling the truth. But the point is, a lot of times it comes down to tactics. And so Sheriff Mack and I separated ourselves from the Malheur Wildlife Takeover with a public press release. Didn't seem to matter. Richard left Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers and explained why. Didn't seem to matter. I defend a lot of these people's focus. We've had on Ken Cromar. We both agree the IRS is a criminal enterprise, that they had no right to bring a 75-member SWAT team in, take his house from him, and leave him homeless. At the same time, I don't agree with Ken Cromar's tactics. I don't agree with Ammon Bundy's tactics. I didn't agree with a lot of the tactics of Stuart Rhodes, but I still know they're men who are doing their very best for what they believe is right. So can I agree with their views on a point, but disagree on tactics, remain friends, influence them in the way that I think best? Or does that make me a terrorist? Does that make me an insurrectionist or a conspiracy treasonous or whatever words they're going to wordsmith into this thing? Or can I be friends and try to influence people to my line of thinking, the way I would go about the solutions? Or is that now gone under Operation Destroy Agency? Dr. Bradley, your thoughts.
Well, there's much to be speaking of, just a couple of thoughts. First, I'd start off with Isaiah 29:21. I know everybody's got that on the tip of their tongue. But Isaiah spoke, as we know, of his day as well as ours, and was a prophet. He saw our day as well as his. He spoke messianically about many things, and by golly, they're all just unfolding. And in Isaiah 29:21, it says that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Okay, so I think we're in that day. I mean, we can go back and talk about light for darkness, darkness for light, you know, those kinds of things in Isaiah also. And I could take this on a scripture chase through Isaiah. But we are in that day where we are making a man an offender for a word and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate. Well, I'm not familiar with the intricacies and nuances of the Stuart Rhodes thing at all. I think that what we're observing here is something that we were predicting long ago when we got these USA Patriot Act things that were passed, some of the National Defense Authorization Acts, the military, the defense issues that, well, even clear back in Wilson's day, where he put this trading with the enemy thing together in 1917 that actually FDR used to confiscate gold in 1933. I mean, what happens is they lay these snares and they don't even well define anything. They put these statements out there, terrorism. What's a terrorist? Well, it's in the whoever defines it that day, and they'll pursue that for their own secret combination processes. And I think that this thing is moving forward. I don't think it's come to a head yet. I think Rhodes probably was, if you will, in the old terminology, railroaded, probably with complicit and compliant defense attorneys. I would trust that there will be appeal, and that through that appeal, the defense attorneys will be brought under some scrutiny because of their lack of willingness to provide the slightest semblances of defense. But these broad definitions of terms today are going to bite us all. Anybody that loves God is going to be found at risk. Anybody that loves the principles the nation was founded on are going to be found at risk.
Amen to that. And at first we kind of have this idea that, you know what, if I just distance myself, if I just keep my head below the turret, you know what, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay. Let them attack somebody else. You know, this idea is false, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem. They're you know, they start with the most egregious points they can make. The reason they were so for the free speech of Stuart Rhodes is they knew that he might say something that might seal his fate. Sadly, that may have happened in court. The bottom line, though, the jury not getting the truth on this thing. I disagree with the tactics of Stuart Rhodes. I wouldn't do what he did. I wouldn't do what Evan Bundy did. I wouldn't do what Ken Cromar did and or is doing. But that doesn't mean we can't be kind to these people and respect them and stand with them on the point. The IRS is criminal in Ken Cromar's case. Look, they did create election fraud in 2020. They say we're liars, but you know what? They did. And we do need Congress to look at that. We do need the president to stand up against this insurrection that's really happening. Okay, so I agree on these terms. I disagree with their actions, though, their tactics. What are we to do? Asked Ammon Bundy as a question, Sheriff Mack. And look, if you can't go to January 6th peacefully, because you'll be a terrorist, if you can't, I mean, I can keep going on, you get it, then what are we to do, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, that's. I've always said that Ammon's question is a very good one. You know, you want to try every peaceful process. I think it's time for us to have a lot of Boston Tea Party type events across the country. I don't believe that any of us should be paying money to the federal government. I do believe that the federal government is the greatest threat to our God-given constitutional American liberty. It's being destroyed daily by this administration. It's been destroyed, quite frankly, every day for the last, 60, 70, 80 years. And no one really understands or cares about the proper role of government in Washington, D.C. They think they can do anything they dang well please. Look for an example of this. You want an example of communism being placed in America? Okay, look at Joe Biden as a dictator, ruled just from on high, just because he said so, without any legislation whatsoever. He just ruled that people seeking a loan who have good credit now must take a lower score and a higher interest rate so that people with horrible credit can reap the benefit of that and get a lower. So we're literally people with good credit. It doesn't matter how rich you are. People that make 50, 60, 70,000 a year can have good credit, and many of them do. And here they bust their butts trying to stay within their means. And then Biden undoes that with a single stroke of his pen or his mouth. And that is completely dictatorial, communistic. And that for some reason, somehow, I worked my entire life to get that, and I owe it to my neighbors who do not and who did not. And a lot of people didn't think that was a big deal. It was a tremendously huge deal because it once again showed that Washington, D.C. and its White House have absolutely no clue what their role is and that they cannot control my life. And we're talking about agency here. They are not in charge of my children. That's another thing that Biden has said that he wants the federal government to do. They're not in charge of my children, my life, my family. That is mine.
All right. Can you skip the break, please, on this one? Dr. Scott Bradley, what are we to do, asked Ammon Bundy? And that's the question, you know, if you can't go to the Capitol peacefully, if you can't do what Stuart Rhodes did, which is beg the president to stand up and you know what, deal with election fraud, which no doubt happened. It's impossible to say that it didn't. They claim we have no evidence. But look, the FBI literally promoted Joe Biden by covering up anything about him and literally lied knowingly, willingly about Donald Trump to make sure that the election came out differently. They went to the media and used the media to do their bidding for the same thing. Shut down one guy, promote another guy. Hillary Clinton, the opposite candidate, funded it. The government carried it out in bed with the media. We have election fraud without a debate, without a doubt. Okay, but here's the deal. You can't do what Donald Trump did, which is ask people peacefully to go to the Capitol. You can't do what Stuart did. You can't do what Ammon Bundy did. You can't do what Ken Cromar did. I can keep going on and on and on. Can you do what I'm doing? Have a peaceful media show to talk about God, family, and country and ask the questions. What are we to do now? Pretty soon it'll be, Richard because he was tied at the hip with Stewart, supposedly, just because he sat on the board thinking the organization was going to go in a different direction. All the way down to me because I'm ground zero. I've had on Ammon Bundy and Richard Mack and Stuart Rhodes. And I mean, I've had on half the people that have gone to jail these days. and now, you know, what do you do? What do you say? There's even guys now that on January 6th who tried to stop the carnage, tried to stop the fight with the police, tried to, and they're even in trouble for trying to save people and prevent people from going into the Capitol. You look at Charlottesville, you look at these recent events, and you go, what are we to do, Dr. Bradley?
You know, I have to admit that things are looking pretty dire in so many different ways. And maybe that's really good. Maybe that's really good. And I'll tell you why. Because sooner or later, we've got to shake the lethargic apathy off and become engaged. And it really does boil down to we the people. We the people have got to be responsible for our own governance. And as John Adams said, the Constitution's only good for the government of a religious and a moral people. And we have been decades, literally decades, Richard mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, at least six decades, I would say it's been 150 years anyway. I think from Abraham Lincoln forward, we've been in a complete collapse for in this manner, with a centralization of power at the general government level and so on and so forth. Yeah, there were big mistakes made before, but this is where it really became epidemic. So anyway, it's going to take some time, but the people have got to awaken and arouse themselves to a sense of their awful situation. We cannot be complicit by being complacent. And just to quote some Thomas Jefferson James Madison statements, we've got to recognize that we step in and recognize the limits and bounds of government. And yes, they're big and powerful and mean and everything, but sooner or later, the recognition by the people will diminish their power, and we've got to have it sooner than later. Here's something. It would be dangerous delusion were confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obligated to trust with power, that our constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. Just skipping down now. In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the change of the Constitution. How can we protect our rights if we don't know the limits and bounds of government? If we, and I always say, okay, there's four things I tell people that what we're going to do. One is we've got to get personally right with God. We've got to help make that popular in our families, in our communities, in our churches. And if we're not a virtuous people, we're sunk. God's not going to do anything with us.
Sadly, I agree with that 100%. So I disagree with the tactics of many on the right, but I disagree with the tactics with many on the left. But I want to keep an open dialogue with all of them. But while Stuart Rhodes now is going to jail, the Health Ethics Committee literally cleared Eric Swalwell. Doesn't matter that he got in bed with a Chinese spy, literally. Doesn't matter that he's compromising America. Look, the House, the Republicans aren't going to do anything about Swalwell. The deep state seems to be against us all in this case, Dr. or Sheriff Mack.
Who picked this Congress?
We did.
We did.
We the people. Or election fraud did. We're not sure which exactly.
But here's the problem. Well, we can fix election fraud too. This idea of going back to a single day voting on paper ballots with local analysis of it, with checks. I mean, come on, Sam.
We will.
But we won't. It's because we have become complicit through our complacency. And that's the problem. And I tell
you're right
people,
about
look,
that.
But we can't. Look, if Stuart Rhodes had his way, let's say the way the government's saying, and there was some insurrection that happened on January 6th, that would have been the wrong solution too. If we had thrown arms against this, there would have been sedition and rebellion. But we have been sliding along so long that we've even forgotten what good government looks like. And it becomes,
you're right about that fact, too.
We the people have got to correct
all
that.
Right, Sheriff
we
Matt, what do you say?
Well, I think that all of us are a little bit too hesitant to really do something that's going to get us thrown in jail, even though it would be a peaceful protest. That's why I say, like Boston Tea Party, it was peaceful as because it didn't threaten to hurt anyone else, but it did it did destroy the tea, and that cost money, and every one of them, from my sheriff's viewpoint, every one of them could have been arrested. So I think we still need to push the envelope. We've got to do more, all of us. You, me, Dr. Bradley, all of us have got to do more. And I still maintain that philosophically, I have never pushed for this, but philosophically, none of us should be paying taxes to this government that's just using the money to destroy us and to destroy liberty and to destroy the works of God.
You're right. The question is that a hill, is that a battle or a hill we want to die on? Because they will destroy you if you don't.
Well, I think there's a way to do that to where everybody's doing it, and we got the Christian churches, but we would never get our church to support it, you know, but I think there's some Christian churches out there that would. And I just think we need to lay it on the line. The thing of it is, we don't have a way to make that an organized effort. First of all, let's just look at this and try to get this to every Christian church, including our own. Look, should we have government-supported and government-paid-for abortions in America? Should the people of this country and of your church be forced with the threat of being imprisoned if we don't pay for abortions for our neighbors? And so, obviously, that answer is totally legit. So what do? Start subtracting our percentage of our taxes that would go to that? That would be extremely minimal because of how legion taxation has become in our country. But almost 99% of our taxes are going to evil causes, paying people in Washington, D.C. for all the evil stuff they do and the treason that they commit, the White House treason. And we're supposed to be paying for all of that, and the border, and the inflation, and the 87,000 more IRS agents. And this just goes on and on and on. Why would any Christian be paying money to support this evil? And so we all admit we're supporting evil. And we also have taken oaths, you and me and Dr. Bradley, have all taken oaths to stand against all evil. And to shun all evil. And yet, here we are paying our talents, our money to this. And I am pointing at, I'm not pointing the finger at any of you. I'm pointing at me. And I feel guilty about it. And, you know, Sam, you asked what Ammon said. What can we do? What should we do? Where do we go from here? And all I know is that, yes, there's some risk to doing it. But all I know is that we should be doing more, and I will go bottom line. None of us should be paying a dime to this evil government.
You know,
well, I agree. Again, Richard, I agree with you philosophically, but again, the problem is the tactics, Dr. Bradley.
Well, okay. I think Richard's maybe got a concept that needs to be further developed. And you look back at the revolutionary period when the American founding fathers came to love liberty more than life itself. Where was that happening? It was happening in the churches. It was happening, the Black Regiment, they called them. You know, these black-robed guys that were preachers of the time, the pastors, that were preaching the cause of liberty from the podium. And they had their congregants were hearing the cause of liberty every Sunday in church, and probably in the taverns and in their homes, because everybody talked about this kind of stuff all across the board. I think that the idea of an organized effort to, that's part of our problem, is that I can jabber all I want. I do this 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, basically. And you know what? Our friends are few. But I'm here to tell you, I think the religions of the nation need to activate themselves. And let's just take, okay, abortion. Richard's absolutely right. It's a horrific thing that the religion should be united on. They're not, but they should be. But what about the response to the COVID stuff? They took away our ability to worship our God as we chose to do so, as protected by the First Amendment, as given and granted by God. And what happened to most religions? Yes, sir, three bags full. We're going to stand down. We're going to turn our back on God. We're going to begin to worship at the COVID altar. We're going to have choose as our saviors physicians and scientists and researchers and politicians and pharma companies. We chose who we worshiped at that time. I think religions could be a big thing in this, just like they were in the revolutionary period. And you know what? I think it's a great idea. I think if, and Richard points out, the religion we share is completely spineless in this particular aspect of it. This idea we've been talking about, agency, is absolutely correct. It's a God-ordained, eternal principle. And they say, oh, no, it's moral agency. We've got to choose not to smoke or drink or be immoral or whatever. No, it's all-encompassing. This goes across every aspect of it. We get to choose what we're going to do with our lives, and it has to do with any kind of anything, as long as we're not imposing our will upon others, which is what the government's doing on us today. But
there's
the fact
no question
of the
about
is,
it. We're about out of time this hour. Let's let Richard Mack get the last word on this, because Dr. Bradley will be with me next hour as well. Sheriff Mack's got to fly. Sheriff Mack, finish up, sir. What do you say to all this?
Well, I really like what Dr. Bradley just said. I know how all of us feel about this. And I know how, I know what kind of response it would get from government and other people. And if you think we've been attacked before, then of course that would be the epitome of it all. But the bottom line is, I'll say it again, Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman, and Richard Mack have all got to do more for the holy cause of liberty. What we've been doing has not plateaued. It's not working. And we have not stopped innocents in prison. And by the way, I need a copy of that, Sam, if you can get that to me. But we have not stopped this. Innocent Amish farmers are still going to prison and losing their families and losing their livelihoods and losing their farms and ranches and so forth. And this Sackett family in Idaho just got their a win at the Supreme Court. That's been going on for over 10 years. And the Democrats are really ticked off at the Supreme Court for allowing this family to have their own property rights. Soon the Supreme Court is going to be completely packed with Democrats. We're going to be in trouble. We better start building the defenses and erecting the barriers. And we have so much to lose, and we are so far. So
you're right about that. In fact, Epic TV basically just released a headline. They're debating and discussing this. Here's the point. America has become so divided that foreign threats no longer even unite the nation.
Correct.
Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a pleasure to work with both of you, and thanks for having me on. Let's do more.
I believe Stuart Rhodes is innocent in prison, sir. I don't agree with his tactics. I think his rhetoric was a little bit off the charts, but he did nothing wrong. When are you guilty of your thoughts and your speech versus action? If we're not very careful, your conscience is the most sacred of all your property and all of your rights. We're losing that now because they think he's a bad guy. They don't like him. That's all. No wrong, no crime committed. Doesn't matter. Who benefits? Cui bono is the question that I would ask. And I would also say this. What are they afraid of? Stewart saying, hey, the president should take action to get to the bottom of election fraud and we'll help him do it. Sounds like he's loyal to the president. Whether his tactics are right or not is a separate discussion. Thank you, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Become a member today. Back in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman to break this down even further. Ladies and gentlemen, have Americans lost their will to fight? A great question. We'll talk about it in seconds. God save the Republic of the United States of America.